Americans commemorate D-Day 77 years ago. Led to liberation of Western Europe and rid world of evil. By Wendell Hasebo on June 6, 2021. Americans commemorated D-Day, June 6, 1944. On Sunday, that led to the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi Germany. 77 years ago, tens of thousands of American men bravely stormed the beaches of Normandy to rid the world of evil. Now on hashtag D-Day, we honor their memory by remembering their sacrifice. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tweeted. Representative Jim Banks, RN, tweeted, heroes. The U.S. Embassy in France tweeted, on June 6, 1944, approximately 160,000 Allied troops, including 73,000 soldiers, landed on the beaches of Normandy. 77 years later, we remember and honor all those who fought to defend our freedom. May we never forget our heroes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, today, we remember the unflinching bravery of the American, British, Canadian, French and other forces who landed on the shores of Normandy 77 years ago to defend democracy and freedom. Their sacrifice marked the beginning of the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi tyranny. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, tweeted, 77 years later, we honor the heroes of D-Day who landed on the beaches of Normandy to fight for freedom. May we never forget their courage and bravery in the face of evil. The National Guard also said, Operation Neptune, the amphibious invasion of Normandy, France, led to the liberation of Western Europe and changed the course of World War II. On June 6, we remember the bravery of the more than 150,000 American, British and Canadian troops who stormed those beaches in 1944. And the U.S. Marines were not to be outdone. Tweeting, 77 years ago today, in one of the largest amphibious military assaults in history, more than 160,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe. May we hashtag never forget their courage and sacrifice.